Show. Keeping your money safe and secure. Giving you predictability. Have the retirement you deserve with our Safe Money Strategy. All the financial news you need. We're here to help you succeed on your Safe Money Show.
Welcome to your Safe Money Show. I'm your host, Todd Schoberg, and today we're talking about something many of us dream about. And we talk about it here on the show just about every week, and that's retirement. And today, we have someone with us who is living the dream of retirement, and we've all missed her so much, and that's Robin Riley. Welcome back to the show, Robin. How have you been?
Well, I've been doing really well, Todd, and I appreciate the opportunity to come back. Thanks to Tony for taking vacation, or I wouldn't be here. But seriously, it's nice to be back. And yes, retirement, I counted it off. I finished up May 2nd, and so we're into the month of September here, so I'm about 4.5 months in. And the question I get, and I remember you and I so many times over 12 years talking about, you know, you should make a practice run at retirement, or, you know, if you're not sure, or all those different things that come to your mind when you're retiring. And in my case, I didn't do a lot of that. I just kind of retired with a thought process, of course, and I have enjoyed every minute of it. And you know what? Go ahead. Ask me what my favorite thing is in retirement.
What has been your favorite thing in retirement?
Getting up when I want to. Go to bed when I want to. So that's actually two things. But having a cup of coffee in the morning and sitting on the porch, which will change as we get into the colder months. But it's the not having responsibility of just having to get up, do what you have to do. You will really enjoy that, Todd. It's just the idea that you don't have responsibility every day to go and do your job. In my case, it was jobs with the two. And I loved doing it when I had it, but now that I've been away from it for 4 months, and that's simple, right? It's just a simple thing of having time, and that's probably the biggest thing you're going to enjoy in retirement. Is having time for yourself to do what you want to do.
I mean, as the ladies around here say, I've been practicing retirement this summer.
Well, you did get to go and do a little fishing.
Yes,
and
I spent 7 weeks out of the office.
Okay.
And people said, how do you do that? I have a great staff that does handle all the
stuff.
Well,
in the summer does slow down generally.
And it's a little bit slow around here, so that helped. But I do understand of walking out my camper where I stay at Devil's Lake and having that cup of coffee sitting on the picnic table, and I get up early enough to watch the sunrise, and that's probably one of my favorite things to do besides actually being in the boat.
Sure.
And catching fish. So
yeah. Having your time to do what you want to do is really the key.
How about scheduling?
Scheduling.
Do you schedule anything anymore?
I do actually. I have my calendar on my phone, and I put in my phone when I was asked, Todd, record. I put that for Wednesday morning.
Did you put an alarm on it?
I should have, right? But yes, I put that in my calendar along with the other things. And I know also I'm looking forward to a Medicare enrollment. You know, I just started Medicare myself in February when I turned 65. So this will be my first official time as an open enrollee, so to speak, coming up here. And that starts October 15th.
Yeah, and that's a great segue of what I wanted to talk to today a little bit, just saying that if you're going to be looking at Medicare, make sure you get in contact with us early this year, because there's a lot of people and a lot of changes this year with the government cutting back on funding and all that stuff. And I'm going to probably go into that a little bit heavier next week. Once I get through all of the companies, so I know what the plans are going to look like, what they're going to be priced at, and what the new benefits are going to be, or if they're going to take some benefits out. So if you're looking for open enrollment, make sure you give us a call at 855-22-MONEY, because we're filling up fast.
It does go very quickly. And I will ask, too, I know in past you've always had to take many tests to get everything, all the little boxes checked for all the different companies and for Medicare. I'm assuming you pretty much have that just about finished up?
I have one company left.
Oh, you're doing great.
Which I'm going to finish tomorrow.
Okay.
But I was so proud of myself because I've never been a good test taker.
Me either.
I have not got anything less than 100% on any of my tests this year.
Well, good for you.
And you have to have 90 to pass.
Okay.
You know, 90%. But, yeah, I've had 87s and had to go back in 88. And this year I'm 100%. I got one company left to do, and we'll be set with all the companies. We've got the federal tests done. So, yeah, it's a lot of work to do that, but I think – and I'm just going to throw that out there, if you're working with somebody in is a professional in this business, they will have to do that. If you're going to somebody else that doesn't have to be licensed and they're just trying to be your helpful neighbor, there's a lot of changes you need to know about. So get the help you need from a insurance professional.
And you're going to need it, especially this year, I think, more than ever because of some of the changes that are happening.
Yeah. We got more questions than that. Have you been on any trips?
Okay, let
car
me think.
Shows?
We've definitely done car shows. I've had issues with the Roadrunner that if Fred is listening this morning, he will go, absolutely, that I won't bore people with. But we had to work through some of those issues, but we've had some trips. But you'll be glad to know, we did go fishing. We had this thing in June. Every week, once a week, we'll go fishing. And we did. So we made it 4 weeks. We got into July, and everything went to heck in a handbasket, so we didn't keep up with that. But we did our fair share of fishing. And again, the key word is fishing, right? Not catching.
Right.
You know the definition there.
Yeah, I had one in June, and you know where I fish.
Yep.
15 fish for the month.
It was just a weird year. And I'm thinking of people who know all this fishing stuff. It probably had to do with weather and many other factors, right? Because what changes? If the fishery basically stays the same, and you fish Devil's Lake, huge lake, obviously, but you know your honey holes, you know where to go. So when that comes up, is it strictly weather or is it a combination of things?
Well, after talking to all the professionals out there and the guides out there, we've all come to the conclusion that the bait fish and the bait mayflies were late this year. The whole lake had just clouds of, as you go through,
Heck.
You'd see the mayfly. But the, all the walleyes have to do is swim through it and eat.
Sure.
I mean,
it's a smorgasbord for them.
Walleye you caught was the size of a football, and they were just full of food. So
Wow. You
had no competition for your bait. And then once the water warmed up and the mayflies left, then we had freshwater shrimp was an all-time high. So there's been fish there or bait there all summer long. So that's what they're leaning to. But now the 1st of July, we had 2 weeks of just solid good fishing. And the mayflies had died down. So, of course, yeah, you have them. And then it kind of died down again. But the weather did that.
Right.
We had winds. We had 30-mile-an-hour winds, 28-mile-an-hour winds, gusts up to 42. We had some storms come through. So we didn't have a lot in July, but I just came back last week because I knew there's more fish out there.
Right.
So
right.
I spent 4 days out there, brought some friends in from the area. Everybody caught fish. Everybody brought their limits home. Nobody got hurt, and everybody had a good time. So it's all about fishing, and it's all about sharing that with friends and your experience a little bit more with it because you're not working. So that's a great thing, and if you can take a kid fishing with you, that's even more.
I would cherry-pick that child, though.
Oh, yes.
And I say that with love to my grandchildren. I know a couple of them that if we tried at this point to take them fishing, it probably would be we'd get about a half hour and have to go back in. Because I think they'd have the best of intentions, and then they'd get out there, and it just, they'd lose interest really quick, and a lot of whining. And you know, it takes a particular child. I would have sat in a boat all day, every day when I was a child to fish. I just would have.
And my two R's, Robert and Raylan, they are great in the boat.
There you go.
And they're great partners, and they fish all day long. So.
Well, if they want to be with Grandpa.
Well, and that's my goal.
There you go.
So that's
what it's all about.
That's what I'm saying. I'm practicing my retirement.
You
so
bet.
That's what
you
it
bet.
Is. So, and talking about that, maybe we should move on to a little bit of the subject, because today we're going to talk about joys and challenges of retirement. We're not going to get heavy, and I hope Robin can join in on the conversation. But retirement, for so many of us, it's the ultimate reward after decades of hard work. Robin, you're up at 4 o'clock for how many years in the morning to do your show, get your prep work done, and do your show for 3 to 4 hours, and then put up with me the rest of the day. So it's a great thing when you don't have to do that. And the best part is probably, and I'm not there, is finally you get control of your own time.
Exactly.
No more 6, 4 o'clocks, no 8 o'clocks, no alarms, no rushed commutes. All that kind of just fades away. And matter of fact, a 2023 Gallup poll found that 71% of retirees report being happier than ever, citing less stress and more time for what they love to do. So let's break that down a little bit. First, there's the chance to chase passions that you've shelved for many years. Always wanted to learn a guitar. Yeah, I'll get to it. Maybe paint or travel to Italy. now is your time. This is your time to be. As a matter of fact, I had a client in this last week. They came in and they sold some property, and they come in and said, Todd, what should I do with this money? I says, would you spend some of your money? Go and do something fun. Well, we don't ever go anywhere. Well, then take your grandkids to Disneyland or go to Wisconsin Dells or do whatever you think is fun, but do something, because your money's sitting in the bank. Yes, it's great to talk about and watch it grow, but there comes a point where it's all about you, and that's what retirement is.
And isn't that something over the years you've talked about many times, one of your favorite parts of what you do day in and day out is not just helping people with all things retirement. It's being able to say, you know what? It's time to take the money out. But bottom line is, you get that opportunity to start spending the money. And how do we do it in the most efficient way with taxes and insurance and all the things that we have to worry about in retirement? And there's a way to do that, I'm sure.
Yeah, I always say that's my favorite part of my job is showing you how to spend your money.
Exactly.
You know, because you can spend it efficiently, have a good time, and not have to worry about running out. And that's why we put a plan together for you, because everybody needs a plan. You know, this is also a time to spend with grandkids, your spouse. You know, maybe you haven't had enough time. You're so busy, you come home, you make supper. You have the 10 minutes conversation, say, I'm going to go watch the news, and you fall asleep in your chair, and you start the day all over again. But this is a time you can really have some quality time with old friends or spouses and really deepen those bonds. You know, there's many people in my life I want to go see. You know, and I haven't seen for a lot of years. Maybe it's relatives, maybe it's an old friend from school or whatever. But I kind of have a checklist that I want to do, and this is that time when you're able to do that. And then don't forget relaxation. Binge watching a series, reading a novel or two, or just sipping coffee on your porch, Robin, right? It's amazing how these small moments really can be meaningful. But it's not all sunsets and hobbies. Let's be real. Retirement can come with some learning curves, and that's what we're going to talk about next. But I think we need to know how to get a hold of me, Robin. Can you bring us in on that?
Absolutely. My favorite way is to call. I like that one-on-one. So you can give a call to 855-22-MONEY. That is 855-226-6639. Or you can go to the website, of course. All the contact information is there, and that is yoursafemoneyshow.com. And we'll be back with more information on Your Safe Money Show with your host, Todd Schoberg, in just a moment. Procrastination, the art of putting off today what we can do tomorrow. Well, we all do this once in a while, but when it comes to your retirement, time is money. Most of the time, we put off doing something because it's hard, time-consuming, uncomfortable, maybe even a little confusing. Well, I think I just described what people think a meeting with a financial professional would be. When you get an appointment with Todd, he will get to know you and what your thoughts and concerns are moving forward into retirement. Do you need help with estate planning, probate avoidance, wealth transfer, tax issues, guaranteed income? Are you protected from long-term care or nursing home expenses? These are tough questions to deal with, and you want someone with the knowledge and expertise to walk you through the maze of financial confusion. At Schoberg & Holmstrom Financial Services in Mora, we have been serving clients' varying needs for over 20 years. Get a no-cost, no-obligation appointment or second opinion with Todd by calling 855-22-MONEY. That is toll-free, 855-226-6639, or go to the website yoursafemoneyshow.com. Get your safe money kit absolutely free. Stop procrastinating and start your financial future today.
Okay, so let's talk about the flip side of retirement. Retirement isn't always smooth sailing. One big challenge is identity. For decades, your job might define you. I saw a post where someone said, I went from being a manager to a nobody. It's weird. The loss of structure can kind of be disorientated or orientating, however you want to say it, because it's a new experience. And that's what I asked you, if you have a schedule. because a lot of times having that schedule gives you that order, but you're in charge of that schedule. That's a neat thing. And then there's the money. We have to talk about that. A 2024 Fidelity study says 48% of retirees worry about outliving their savings, and we talk about that. People are going to run out of money. That's why you need the plan. And budgeting becomes a new skill for most people. That's become one of the favorite topics we have with clients these days. And I say, well, what is your budget? And they give me this really funny look like, well, we haven't had a budget since the kids left. Well, it's okay, but if you don't know where you are today, you're not going to know where you're going to be tomorrow. So that's a big, big segment of retirement, and you have to take care of that. And deciding whether to splurge, if you have some extra money, maybe a cruise or save for unexpected health care costs. But that's all part of that plan, too. So like I said, retirement isn't all fun. You still have to do some work and planning. And another one is loneliness. Loneliness can creep in. If you're using a bustling office like we have here, the quiet retirement can hit you hard. That's why staying connected through clubs and volunteering or even online communities is the key. And there's good news, though. These challenges are all manageable. Planning ahead, staying active, and building a routine can make all the difference. In fact, let's hear from some of you about how you're navigating retirement. So I got a few things I picked up from some clients, and the first one was, I'm retiring next month, and I'm scared I'll be bored. Any tips? Well, from a professional, Robin, do you have any tips on that?
Well, I'll say this, and everybody's different, right? I was thinking this when Todd was talking about this topic. I'm very thankful that I have my significant other, and we can do things together. And I had thought about, somebody said, okay, what are you and Fred going to do? Well, if I didn't have Fred, and I'm not being negative, but there's a lot of single people that listen to the show as well, and I probably would have kept working just because, not saying that, you know, I still wouldn't want to maybe, you know, phase things back a bit. But I don't want to constantly be bothering my children, you know. How are you going to entertain mom today? That kind of thing. But Fred and I have enough to do, so I'm good to go. But I would probably have kept working. And also to fill time, I would continue to look at most of your insurance. You can go to a health club. And you know what I found out, Todd? So they have different ones, and you know this from the different products that you've sold. And you get some type of a number from, if you are covered, and you take that number to, let's say, Anytime Fitness down the road here, and they have two classes that they offer. And it was so funny, I was talking to a friend of mine there, and don't use this as for sure there. I'm just saying this is what I found out. She said there's a class early in the morning, and there's one a little bit later in the morning. And she said, the early morning one, everybody talks too much. So I go to the one a little bit later. And I thought I wouldn't go to the early morning one anyway, because I'd still be out on my porch drinking coffee. But I will say that is something important that I haven't done yet because it's been summertime. But this winter, when we're inside more, I'm going to explore that. I'm going to keep using the walking track. Then again, I'm speaking specifically for our area. But find those external things that you enjoy and get out and do them. I just think that's key.
I think that's great. And the only thing I would add to is make sure you're setting yourself small goals. Like learning a new recipe or joining a book club that you're committed to, not just to yourself, but to other people. So if you do that, you're going to keep that. Well, volunteering, of course. Once you say yes to something, you'll understand.
You're in.
Yeah, you're there, and you may never get out of it. But it's a commitment you're making. People rely on you. It's another thing that just the boredom part of retirement can sneak up on you and really don't. And I have clients that are really bored, and we've done some training and getting them in active and volunteering for different things. So that's the first question. The second question is, how do I stay social in retirement? I think we kind of just touched that. Mm-hmm. I really love this, and I like to talk about it. Connection is everything. Look for community groups, more hiking clubs or art classes, or and what's really popular locally in town is a pickleball. Mm-hmm. I have to go by the park every day, and Wednesdays and Sundays, there's anywhere from 40 to 75 people there.
It's crazy,
playing
isn't
pickleball
it?
All day long. So find some groups that you're interested in, and that'll help you pass the time, and you'll grow as a human being, too, because you get to hear other people's experiences.
I would also just throw in, Todd, your local library, because anyone listening from here all the way around the country, because they can get all the different podcasts, that's a great fount of information and community, and there's classes, and there's something happening almost every day. So check out your local library.
Yeah, and there's great staffs at those. I mean, they'll help you with just about anything in there, and I've learned that being a commissioner now, and we've been talking about the library, and I've learned a lot more about the library. I haven't had a library card in 35 years probably, but I'm getting one.
I still have my old one. I'm going to take it and show it to him and see if it's even still applicable, but we'll see.
The next question is, what's one thing you wish you knew before retiring?
Are you asking me?
I'm just going to let you think about
I'll
that
think
for
about
a second.
That.
Honestly, I'd say unexpected or expected surprises. No matter how much you plan, retirement is a journey. Be open to reinventing yourself. One retiree I read about went from corporate life to running a small Estee shop selling handmade candles. Embrace that unexpected, though. Mm-hmm. Don't be a negative nanny. I've used that before, because you can turn anything to a good thing. Be up and positive. Share your experiences with young people. I have a lot of clients that are grandparents at schools, and there's a lot of different schools besides high school. There's Christian schools. There's all these. They're all looking for volunteers. And once you get involved with those little people, you're going to fall in love with it. So now that I've said that, have you had any?
You know, one of the things I've started doing that I did not have a lot of time to do before is reading. And I know that seems weird and it seems simple, but because of my jobs, I was reading all day. You know, I was always researching and I was doing a lot of different things and getting ready for the next day. By the time I got home, I had no interest in just sitting and recreationally picking up a book to read. And I honestly didn't know where to start to even get a book. That's how long it had been since I really sat down and read a book. So luckily, I have a great group of friends that have similar humor to mine and likes, I know. But they have had, you know, regular hardcover books. I also have a Kindle that was a lovely gift when I retired from here that I'm going to tap into probably in the winter months so I can get even more books. But they've given me books to read, and I've gone through at least three this summer, which is big for me because I'm not a super fast reader. I read every word where other people are like, they just scan over and they have a page done and they can read a book in a week. And I'm like, chapter two, you know? So, but that has been, I know that seems like such a simple thing, but that's a big deal for me because you climb into a book, it takes you to wherever you want to go. And I've learned a lot in some of these stories I've read. So I look forward to advancing that, especially this winter. And I'll throw this in, Todd, real quick. I don't want to dominate your show too much.
No, I want you to. People are asking me all the time, what's Robin up to?
So. Well, I just don't want it. It's your deal here. But if I could give one other piece of advice, if you will, as a somewhat recent retiree, you know, you can sometimes pick and choose when you're going to retire. I had the luxury of getting together with Todd months ahead of time and saying, hey, here's what I'm thinking. Minnesota, we get into winter, it can be a long season depending on what all, if you're happy being at home and doing a lot of things at home, you'll be fine. But I would recommend, if you're not sure about how this whole retirement thing's going to go, if you can retire like April, May, June, and have the summer to adjust to the fact that you're retired. There's always so much going on in Minnesota. There's so much to do. Right. And I mean, we had our garden and we've been fishing and all the things that Todd and I have been talking about. If you can cherry pick a time when you know you'll be able to kind of get your sea legs with this whole retirement thing, that has worked well for me. And now as I start to segue into the fall and winter months, I think I'll be okay. I'll be able to find things to do. I've been able to kind of process the whole thing. So just something to throw out at you.
You know, as long as we've gone this far, Robin, can you give us another one? I love it when you give us a wrap of where we're going to be and how to get a hold of me.
I've done that for a while, haven't I, over the years? Well, again, probably the easiest is to give a call. So 855-22-MONEY. That's 855-22-MONEY. 226-6639. Another great opportunity, because everything's there at the site is yours, safemoneyshow.com, including all the shows. So you can go right there and pick them up. And I noticed, too, Todd has a little note here. So there's Apple Podcasts, there's Spotify, there's Amazon Podcasts. So that's in addition to these other options. So there's really no excuse why you can't get the show each and every week or go back. Maybe you've missed a few weeks. Summertime's busy. You and I have talked about that many times, that just like you on your fishing trips probably weren't as able to go and necessarily listen in real time to some of these things, but you could absolutely go back and pull them up when you want to. I'll ask you, this is just off the cuff. So podcasts, that's something else I've been listening more to. And some of them on near-death experiences, which if you want to find out something interesting, I'm not telling you what to listen to because you want to listen to Todd's show, but that's what I mean. It came up kind of in my feed for whatever reason, and I started listening to a couple of these. You can learn so much, and again, decipher through, you know, do some research, but I think it's really interesting. Is there anything like that that you've found that you've tapped into besides what you do to help people with retirement?
Well, I use a lot of them. A friend of mine does a fishing show every week.
Okay.
Johnny Candle, if you want to look him up, he's a top notch. He does a television show too.
Okay.
And he's a guide on Neville's Lake, but he's gotten older, and he particularly guides Devil's Lake, except this week he's done for the season. And he packs up and he goes to Florida and he guides in Florida.
Okay.
So, but he does classes, he does universities, he's just a busy guy. And I found him on there, which is, we become friends over the years, and I respect him. But when I'm traveling, I'll find a podcast to listen to, and if it could be anything. I mean, that sounds interesting.
Random, right?
And just let it run.
Yep.
And it comes through the sound in my truck, and I can listen to it. And because you're driving, you don't want to be messing with it. If you just let it go, it'll go to the next podcast and the next podcast. So, yeah, podcasts are great. Kristen wants me to probably start doing a video podcast.
Okay.
So we're working on that technology and where and how and if and who's going to direct that. I'm sure she can handle that, but that's what we're thinking. We want to be as close to our clients as we possibly, and we want to be a resource for them. And when you can actually pull them up and listen to it at your leisure and any time, I think it's a great thing. And you can do that for the radio show itself, but it's another option.
Yeah, and I'm discovering that's another thing we'll talk about in retirement. Are those kind of things that I didn't have time for, or I didn't make the time for, trying to just structure your life and get through everything. When you're working, that was a discussion I just had with a friend of mine I saw. I'll tell you later who it was because you'll know who I'm talking about. Saw her the other day at a store. She's recently retired. How are you liking retirement? And she said, Robin, I'm loving it. She said, I had no idea what it was going to be like. She said, I found out I loved to garden. And I'm going to all these Minnesota Extension classes when they have opportunities. There's many here right in Mora that are provided by Master Gardeners. She said, this is an aspect of myself I never knew about. And she said, I'm just loving it. So when you mentioned you might find something that you never knew that you were even interested in, how do you find out unless you're willing to take that step? So I encourage you as you head into retirement and the changes that come with it, and I'm still adjusting, there's no doubt about it, but just like Todd asking me to come back and do this today, you know, I enjoy getting to come back in and chat, as you well know.
Well, I had to see you somehow.
Well,
I haven't seen you hardly since you left.
But you know what I mean? It's these kind of opportunities come up, and when they do, I will more than likely walk through the door like I did for this. As you head into retirement, keep an open mind. Be willing to try different things. That community ed pamphlet comes out and says, hey, there's going to be a class on Italian cooking. And that's something, I'm not much of a cook. Well, this might be a chance to try something new.
And that's in my bucket list, too, new recipes, because
you know
I love to cook. So that
I know you do.
And I know we have to move on because our half hour is only our
it
half
goes
hour.
Goes like
but
that.
I hope I can get you to come back again,
anytime,
Robin, down the road.
Absolutely.
I know Tony's going to take some time off again, so maybe I can pull you in.
Sure.
So that's kind of a wrap for today's show, Your Safe Money Show. Remember, retirement is like a blank canvas, full of possibilities with a few challenges to keep it interesting. whether you're dreaming about retirement, living it, whatever you're at today. I hope you found some of Robin's excitement and my knowledge to inspire you about your retirement, and I really appreciate you coming in. And you know what? If I can't prove it, don't do it. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
We're here to help you succeed on your Safe Money Show.
Brought to you by Schoberg and Holmstrom Financial Services in Mora. Call 855-22-MONEY.